What was that?
Yeah, that's our new email address, I think. Yeah. All right. You can, well, hey, checklist time. Stop recording your audio.
Yeah. Should I write these down? Stop recording audio.
Also, YouTube. Take us off of YouTube. Because I believe last time you streamed us for 33 hours.
Stop recording video.
Yeah. Hello, Tom and Terry. You know what? You're right on time. You're right on time.
Stop streaming video.
You didn't want to hear about Adam's trip to Florida. It's like, you've been to Florida before. You've seen the space shuttle Atlantis before. It's fine. Are we off of YouTube or are we good?
We are.
And are we Zoom stop recording?
Recording stopped.
Cool. And Craig is still recording. That's good. All right, great. Yeah, we're good. We're good to go, Adam. We, we should have a little thing, you know, where we make up little stupid like Capcom and whatever. And they just like, we're ready to shut down. Like, Capcom, go. Econ, go.
Wait, is that what they do at the beginning of a shuttle launch or whatever?
Yeah, okay. Each department
T-minus 5 minutes and counting or something like
they,
that.
They at the 10-minute hold. There's at the 10-minute mark. There's a hold, and then the launch director, after scheduled other testing and stuff, when they're ready to start the countdown again, the launch director will stand up and will very famously say over the comms, they merge all the comms together. And then at that point, she very famously says, or whoever they are, currently is she, says, I need all departments. I need a go, no go for launch. And then she just starts going down the list. She goes like Capcom, Econ. And then they're always like, we are go control. We're good flight. We're go. And this last time on Artemis, halfway through that list, there was actually a no-go. There was actually a potential no-go, because there was the lock, the GPS lock on the ship had dropped below 3 dB for 10 seconds, and they effectively lost GPS lock on the ship. But the GPS alarm did not go off. And so they had to, like, she had to ask flight that, and then they had to have someone go look it up. And then they got, like, the part number, and they're like, no, the threshold on that is, you know, it dropped out for 3 seconds. The threshold of it would have been, it would have had to drop out for 10 seconds for there to be an alarm. It's within parameters if it's 3 seconds, so we're good to go. And then they cleared that, and then they continued. It was very exciting, Adam. It was very exciting.
I just always wonder what all those buttons are. Because when I get in my car to drive my car.
Yeah.
Which I assume is about as complex as a rocket.
Right, yeah. Same thing.
I don't have 50 million switches in front of my face of like every... I just have one key and a button to press, and that's it.
Yeah.
And it starts, and I go. You know, there's nothing... So I just wonder what all those things are. Like, is it every single piece of the rocket? Like, every system has its own panel with its own controls? And they're like remote controlling all of them to like start, you know, the ignition system and start the whatever system and start the lighting system and start the cooling system and start the, you know, are they doing all of that? Or are they just monitoring it?
Most of them are just monitoring. Some of them can control things, but yeah, it's a rocket, unlike a car, is incredibly complex. It has no brakes. These are solid rocket. Like once you light it, there's no turning it off. It's going to, you know, if you don't have everything ready for that, if like, then it's going to explode on the pad and take out buildings or people or both. So you want to make sure that every single thing, right? The gantry has to be stood up. The gantry, the quick releases off the rocket have to fire correctly, right?
It's kind of like starting our show.
It is. It's very.
I mean, we seriously could do a countdown. We could say, okay, P48 stream started. Check video stream hard drive space looks good. Check.
It is crazy how far away all of the viewing locations are, right? Like, so like when you go and watch a launch, like the closest observation point to launch pad 39A and B is 3 miles away over at the Saturn V complex. Like that's the closest observation point is 3 miles away from the, and then if you're just you know,
and is that because that's the only safe distance, or that's the closest you can get and be safe?
Well, yeah, it essentially has the firepower of, you know, an atomic bomb. I mean, if it were to explode, it would go out for miles. Like, so it's you know, this is minimum safe distance or whatever for their, you know. But yeah, you have to be like, when they put the astronauts in and close up everything, and then those last workers leave, like those last workers have to get out, you know, they have to go 3 miles away before they're cleared to actually launch. So they also have like horns up on top of them to scare birds away. So, to keep birds from flying up there. Anyway, it was really cool to see the Space Center again.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
I've never seen Kennedy, so that was my first time. Like I said, I've been to Houston. If there's one in California, I've also never been to the one in California.
I haven't either. I should go there. Also, I really want to go to that computer museum.
Have you been to Houston?
I have. I've been to Houston. I've been to Huntsville and Houston. I've never been to Johnson in California. However, trademark Vera Charles. Oh shit. That's trademark Daniel Brewer. I just forgot what the fuck I was saying. How long ago did Archer?
You've been to all of those places, however.
Oh, yeah, I want to go see the Computer History Museum. Thank you, Kathy Marshall. I want to, out in California, I want to go see the Computer History, you know. It's got, like, the original, like, five...
First bug?
No, like, they have RAM for, like, mainframes, which is, like, hardware RAM. It's like, so, like, five megabytes of RAM is, like, this huge, you know, 3-foot-wide piece of wiring and stuff. Like, that's five megabytes of RAM. But yeah, it'd be cool to see. I think they have a Cray there, like an old Cray. That would be cool. I like the I like older, tinkering around with older things.
Yeah, that'd be fun to see.
Yeah, there was a time.
So did you watch so did you watch Survivor?
I did. But I wasn't, I wanted to talk to you about, before we talk about Survivor, I wanted to talk to you about rewatching things.
Oh.
And let's include in that, let's go ahead and include in that re-listening to things or rereading things. So all of those are in the context of what we're talking about, any of those things. Have you ever re-listened to either an audiobook or, you know, a series or, something like that?
I've tried.
Okay.
And I have rewatched a TV show. I rewatched all of Bones and I watched all of Medium a second time. And I've gotten about halfway through West Wing a second time, but not all the way through it. And X-Files, I watched those shows quite a few times. Now, I didn't go back and do a complete rewatch, but I used to own the DVDs of a lot of the seasons. And so I'd go back and watch old episodes of that over again. So I have done it. I don't prefer to do it. I prefer to watch new stuff or read new stuff or listen to new stuff. But occasionally when I run out of things, I will go back.
I rewatch things, and what I've found is that when I rewatch them, the memories that I had of watching it were wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, I will genuinely go, oh, I don't remember that. Oh, wait, I thought it happened differently. Like, there are times when I rewatch a series or sometimes even a movie that I will, you know, go like, oh, I genuinely, that is new to me. Like that is, I don't remember how that went. Right. You know, it, in my head, it went a different way. And I really like that. So I mean, not every time, but, I do find that rereading it or rewatching it, you know, just kind of adds to the, you know, sometimes I guess when you're reading stuff and something like science fiction, or you're watching a movie, or you're watching, you know, Marvel movie or something like that, sometimes the first time you watch it, you are just so excited and so into the moment that you miss things that on a second watch with a little bit of perspective, you see a bigger picture and you have a better understanding of everything about it. And it makes you like it even more. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I feel like,
yeah,
like eating a dish where you find, you know, like a new texture, you know, or a new flavor, you know, that's added to flavors that you already like and, you know, that complement them and stuff. And I like Star Trek. I watched Star Trek episodes, Next Generation, or there's a particular.
Oh, I do rewatch those sometimes.
There's a particular chain. I like following the Reginald Barclay chain. So I'll take the entire Reginald Barclay chain all the way from Next Generation to Voyager to, you know, the end of Voyager and even the ones in Enterprise. So it's like.
Is that just watching the Barclay episodes?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that listed somewhere on the internet? Because actually, I don't like him, but
yeah.
But if I did, mm-hmm. Is that listed somewhere on the internet?
Yeah.
Like, how do you know?
It was, but you could also, nowadays, you could just ask ChatGPT. It's like, you could just, like, what episodes of Star Trek had, you know, Reginald Barclay in them? But there's other, like, there's some storylines in Voyager that I don't like and I just skip over. But then there's other, like, Doctor storylines that I like, or, you know, some of the, like, I find the Icheb storyline to be really sad. And it's like, so there's the whole, you know, I like rewatching pieces of that storyline. I like the Deep Space Nine, a lot of the lore episodes, but not a lot of the filler episodes. So I kind of just follow the Bajor storylines, you know, as it goes through the seasons, but just dropping out the little in between episodes that nothing really happened with Bajor. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can watch that whole him being the prophet with the Bajor and the orbs and the alien, you know, the wormhole aliens, and kind of get a more complete picture of that whole thread. So yeah, I guess I do. I really do rewatch stuff a lot. I find that it adds.
I'll do it, but I feel like there's so much content out there. Shouldn't I be watching something new instead of rewatching something that I've already seen?
But if you're enjoying it.
Yeah. And I have to wait a while. Like, I can't rewatch something immediately. It needs to be years.
Oh, yeah. I'm coming up on there's a new episode. There's a new book in the Bobverse series that I will absolutely get and listen to. But it'll be book six. And I'm like, yeah, I should just probably re-listen to all five of the first books.
I don't reread books.
I'm ready for it. Oh, these are all audiobooks. It's like I'll re-listen to them. So
I try to reread books. Like, I've tried my favorite series of all time. I've wanted to reread it, and most true fans of this series reread it like yearly or something. But I just can't get back into it because I've already read it once, and it is such a slog. It's like, I don't know, 800 pages per book, and there are 14 books in the series.
Yeah,
so it's like really long. Ooh.
Hey, Auntie Scott, would you be willing to do a character voice? I'll pay you. Sorry, I want my AI.
You can't afford him.
I want my AI assistant to have a very specific voice that's kind of like similar to Admiral Akbar. And because that's from the Bobaverse stories, that's what made me think of it, because his name is Guppy. And it's from the book, but the point is like in the audiobooks, Ray Porter is the guy that reads them, and he has a very specific voice that I would love for my AI to have, like a close to that kind of a voice. That was it. Would you be willing to record a voice for me?
That's would you be willing to record a voice?
That's it. That's the question. That's all. Jeez, I'm sorry. You'd be honored. Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. I have to figure out what I have to do and all that so that it'll
work. You have
to
figure out how to write the prompt for Auntie Scott.
Oh, so no, he can just, the voice he can just record. I just need a sample of him doing that voice. And then I would give that to the AI to make it into whatever he's going to say. So that way the AI would speak with that voice, but it wouldn't, it wasn't pre-recorded.
So, I get it.
Yeah. Did you see the new Google ones where you can put, directions in the speech?
No.
So you can be like excited or laugh or, you know, smiling or whatever. And it changes
where
the inflection.
Where does Google do audio?
Google is awesome at audio. It's over on the AI Labs website. But let me get to it. It was on the Matt Wolf's recent video. So let me just hit that video and I'll get the notes.
AI
Studio. This video out on Wednesday. And it's kind of like this AMA video.
Speech and music.
Yeah.
Flash TTS.
Yeah, Flash TTS. That's text to speech. Flash TTS, and then you can do it, but it's like you can have it
Hello.
Positive.
Hello.
Enthusiastic.
Bonjour.
Friendly.
Konnichiwa. Hola.
Informative.
Marhaban.
Energetic, conversational, slightly. Welcome back to the pause.
Welcome back to the show. Let's get into it.
Faster, you know, laugh, things like that. It's just kind of like you can give more.
Hey, how are you doing today?
All right.
Do you want to buy a banana?
What? Who the fuck am I talking to?
Zephyr.
Who is Zephyr?
She's the name of the voice that I was using.
Oh, are you doing a demo?
Google AI Studio.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool, well, cool. It's an AI Studio.
Cool.
What's that guy's name?
I don't know. You're going to have to be more specific. There's a lot of guys.
Let's see.
Daniel, you know you look a lot like Dan Povenmeyer?
I did. I heard that. Yes.
And yeah, that's pretty believable, actually.
I feel like the word look like is doing some very heavy lifting in this scenario.
You feel like what?
Just the phrase looks like. And I don't look anything like Dan Povenmeyer.
So you're talking about they have those tags like amused, laughs.
Yeah, yeah.
Amused. I wonder if they have them listed somewhere.
Probably. I don't.
Laughs. Let's see.
It's like I do plan on trying to get caught up tomorrow. It's like I am so far behind on AI news because we didn't, while you were here,
that's a
we didn't
great
do anything.
Joke.
I don't want to get behind.
Oh. Yeah, well, I know the big news from today was that Anthropic released Claude Design today.
I know.
And supposedly it's really good.
Saw that. However, they also said that 4.7 was really good, and a lot of people are panning it right now because it's like, yeah, it's good in very specific circumstances, but it's dumber in a lot of circumstances.
But in order to use Claude Design, you have to be paying for Claude Pro.
I do have Claude. Wait, Claude Pro is the $20 one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have the $20 one.
I don't. I just do ChatGPT. So, yeah, you have to be paying for it, and I'm not. And so I can't try it out.
Does ChatGPT have a yearly?
Probably.
Because, like, I do Gemini yearly. So I don't pay $20 a month. It works out to be like $16.95 a month or something, but it's like, it's basically, you know, $199 a year or something like that. And that covers,
they probably do. I haven't.
And
looked,
I know Claude has that as well. I just didn't know if right now I don't worry about it because I have an unlimited ChatGPT account at work. So it's like, I use Codex every day for work. That's fine. But for personal stuff right now, I bounce back and forth between Gemini and Claude. Gemini does everything in my, because it's just so woven into everything that I use, right? The Google Home devices and my phone and, just I'm in the Google ecosystem already. So it's, I use it for asking questions. Like the entire time you're here, anything that I was asking a question about, that was always Gemini. That was never Claude. Claude, I specifically just use to make things, like to write things. So,
yeah. And I use Codex for coding.
I do use Codex for coding at work. And I use Claude for coding at home.
Cool.
And I did try anti-gravity. So I was using Gemini. I'm not a big, it's like Gemini 3.1 Pro is okay at a lot of things, but coding wise, it always, like at least in .NET, it was just very lacking. So Codex 5.4 is the best for me for .NET. I'm not even sure what I'm using. I think usually I just use Sonnet on Claude. I don't even use Opus. I'm just using Sonnet.
I don't even care which model I'm using because all of them have gotten good enough that for what I'm doing,
that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I can for use the stuff, whatever. Yeah, on my personal stuff, yeah. I do complicated things at work, and that's Codex, and that's great. But it's like, yeah, here, that's what I'm saying. I probably just use Sonnet. I don't think I pay to use Opus.
Right.
But, all right, so there was something on the Trello. Let me go and look. Oh, that's right, it was. I want to talk to you about rewatching stuff before we talked about Survivor. So did you indeed watch Survivor this week?
Just tonight we watched Survivor.
Were you ecstatic in the same way that Zach was ecstatic?
Yeah, well, the idol.
Yeah.
When that was placed earlier in the season.
Yes.
I may have even said on this show or on this whatever I want to call it.
Yeah.
That I thought that was stupid.
Yes.
And like, why did they do that? Blah, 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 like all that kind of stuff. But the way it was used so expertly.
Yeah.
It was used. I mean, that was a play.
It was.
And now he's going to pretend that it's real. Because only Christian knows that it's not.
Right. And he told the girl, Aubrey, his partner, that he was with, oh, I couldn't use it because in order for it to be active, I have to sneak it out of tribal council.
Yeah.
Which one could argue that he wasn't sneaking it in front of everyone.
True, because he told everyone that he had it, but yeah, no, it was a really good, I'm so glad for who went home. Well, mainly one of them.
So you also not a coach fan, huh? Not a coach fan.
No.
Yeah. Zach is not a coach fan. Zach is.
I was really happy. And I think Ceree is doing well. I know you don't like Ceree, but I think Ceree is doing well currently.
She is. And I don't want to forgive Ceree, but she has a way of just working.
She is a good survivor player.
She is, man. Especially because everyone was going to go this one way. And then like, she shows back up and she's like, no, do this.
No.
And then everyone's like,
let mama talk to you.
It's like, oh yeah, I guess that's better. Yeah. We'll do that. And she's like, you're all returning players. How do you not? It's like, yeah, when you have a chance to take out a big person.
Well, I don't think they were going to vote for Coach and whatever her name is. I think they were going to vote for what's his name?
Devins and Aubrey.
But when he pulled his little rabbit out of the hat,
yeah,
they're all like, well, I guess we have to do Coach now.
It's tricky because the votes were individual, even though, so the twist for this particular tribal council was that you had to vote for a pair. So
yeah,
if you voted for one, you're voting for their pair, and you had been paired up for the immunity challenges and stuff like that. So the pair that won immunity, they were both immune. Everyone else is vulnerable. If you played a shot in the dark, and you were safe, it would apply to both of you being safe. If you played an immunity idol, you would both be immune. Blah, blah, blah. And now I've already forgotten the point that I was trying to make. What was the point that I was trying to make?
I don't know what point you were trying to make,
Also, if you look at the individual votes at the end of the episode, yeah, I feel like Coach was going home anyway. It's like Christian voted for Coach, and there's no way Christian's going to vote for Devins, even though he was telling Jonathan to his face. It's like, oh no, we're voting for Devins. We're voting against Devins. It's like, but when you look at his vote at the end of the episode, no, he voted for Coach and Chrissy. It's like,
well, they all started talking to each other.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, you know,
right.
But the thing is, Rizzo's told everybody, oh, go ahead and keep your vote on Devins because he has to play the idol for it to be effective. But then Rizzo even voted for Coach.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm saying. Sari has got a tight grip. And it's the Rizzo, Ozzy, Sari alliance. Like whatever Sari does, the other two are going to do. So he's like, you know, Rizzo and Ozzy and Sari, because Sari is big on consensus. So there's no way that they would go in there without already knowing what they're going to do.
Yeah.
I feel like Christian is at least adjacent to them enough that he'll make it far, because that's who I'm rooting for is Christian. So I feel like, you know, my guy's still in it. I also couldn't figure out how Rick Devins was going to use a hidden idol rapper to his advantage. So kudos on him of making it seem like he had a clue to where one was and, you know, that he found it. Yeah, it was a good episode all around. And if we were to believe the previews for next week, Jeff will be participating in a challenge next week. He will actually
doing
the challenge.
I'm interested to see if he can pull it off. He has pretty big arms. He has pretty big guns.
But that's all about the grip, though. It's like the ones they're doing. It's not about your arms. It's about your grip.
His hands look strong.
Yeah, but Jonathan? Isn't Jonathan the one that, like, nothing ever moved? He just, like, sat there and held it, like, with one hand? Yeah,
he's got big hands.
Adam, I think that's it. I think we're done.
I think so.
Yeah. I think we're done.
I know you're not running tomorrow, but I know you probably have a lot of catching up to do it. I've got to mow the lawn.
Oh, I got to mow the lawn.
Yeah.
I got to... my brother's stopping by tomorrow morning before... he goes to Epcot and to drop off my birthday present.
Oh.
And I have an Eid present here for him. So there was this map that my mom bought, or it was given to us by a patient or something. Anyway, this map found its way to the lake house when we were kids. It was a very colorful map of South America and Central America. Yeah. And on the map were like little cartoon like people. And like, you know, there was like the gold mine and there was a diamond mine. And, you know, there was the cotton fields and there was like, you know, all these different like it was South America, Central America, look at what we produce, right? You know, it was a very like, you know, is showing their natural resources and stuff like that. And on rainy days at the lake, we would sit there bored out of our minds and we would play like these stupid games where you're just like, well, I have the diamond mine, but I have the gold mine. And then we'd figure out like how much money they were worth and stuff. Like we were really bored. But they just knocked down the lake house recently, as you know. And so my sister had found the map
Oh.
And so I was like, oh, well, I would like it because I'm going to give it to Les. So, so Les will be stopping by tomorrow and I'll be giving him the map and he'll be giving me something for my birthday. So,
oh, cool. Well, tell him I said hello.
I will. Chat room, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Remember, we will not be here next week. I'll be in Dollywood. Eating some cinnamon bread, some
enjoy cinnamon. You got to tell me if it's dry.
I will. I will tell you. It's dry. I'll do one of those really annoying things they do on YouTube where it's like, I give my honest reaction for Disney. It's like, really, really? You have to, if you have to specify that your reaction is honest, then maybe that says more about you than it should. Right. It's like,
yeah.
How about just your reaction? It's like, thank you, Kathy Marshall. You know what? I am looking forward to Dollywood. I have heard about it growing up. I've never actually been there. So I do love that part of the country. So, you know, it'll be, I think Tennessee is one of the most beautiful states in the country. So, it'll be fun running through there. So, yeah. And we're hoping that maybe Dolly will be there because this is the inaugural,
if she's not race. Bedridden from her illnesses,
she might be. Anyway, Adam, have a good night. Chat room, have a good night. I will hang up on the chat room now.